If you, indeed you are contemplating working today or whatever after watching the Lions last night, I just don't know. You know, before I even go any further with that, I think Lions fans need psychoanalysis. And I think it's probably a perfect time to bring in our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, who we're going to deal with another topic here momentarily. But Dr. John B., first of all, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dave.
And not such a good morning for those who follow the Honolulu Blue and Silver, because if there's ever a team in the history of sport that can figure out a way to somehow snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, historically, it's the Lions, and this is a team that never disappoints on that count.
Well, that was amazing last night. It looked like
they were robbed.
However, it is also true that the ball did get hit out right before the end zone. I mean,
That was great. That part was great. I mean, Calvin Johnson, that's on him.
That's right. But on the other hand. The official misses the play.
Right.
But who else but the Lions? I mean, it's an astonishing array of, like you're saying, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. In fact, when I was watching it, I thought, what could they possibly do?
Indeed.
There it was. And I first thought he had scored a touchdown. Then on replay, it was clear that he had not. I guess, if hope springs eternal, I think the Lions are always turning out the light at the end of the tunnel, so it's hard to keep going. But people will be ready to go next week.
Yeah, they will. And you know what? They keep coming back for more because they're – and again, that's part of the psychology of – what's the old line? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. I mean, you keep expecting a different result, and it did look like he was scoring. I mean, it was a nice run after catch, and the lunge for the end zone, and Cam Chancellor, I mean, more power to him. It was a terrific defensive play to pop that ball free. That was all legal. But the bat out of the end zone, I mean, get the rule right. And, Seattle has been they're playing at home, Doc. They're beneficiary of that rule, the fail Mary play against Green Bay a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get a break on the road. Make your own break, and it's just the Lions. I just know this is a frustrating day, and you move on. It doesn't get any easier. They play Arizona, and Arizona lost, but that's a pretty good football. They could be 0-5.
Well, that is true. I guess with the Lions, you kind of go, my goodness, could they do something else again? And the bad thing is they keep finding a way. Some teams, fortunate like Michigan State is them, they find a way to win, even if they're not looking pretty. But the Lions are astonishingly capable of losing games in the last few seconds, whether it's an interception, a drop ball, whatever it might be. It is remarkable and frustrating.
If you see your coworkers today and they've got kind of like bags under their eyes and they look a little jittery and it's not, there could be suffering post-Lion fatigue. Today, if you see that more than today, though, they might be suffering from burnout here. And this is something that, John, it mystifies me on how it occurs. It's not just overwork. I mean, there's things I know that you'll get into here, the psychological aspect. It's not just overwork, but sometimes maybe, the wrong kind of work and it all. What is it? Does it all just compound?
Well, I think there are a lot of things. First of all, it's the symptoms of, job burnout really are what we often, we're really talking about depression. We're talking about, we're just negative. We're not motivated. We're tired. We don't feel effective. We don't feel worthwhile. We don't have a good self-image. We can't question everything we're doing. We can be having headaches, nausea. We can have backaches. It's basically, we kind of get a malaise. We kind of get overwhelmed, and we really don't want to do this work. We don't know why we're doing it. But you did mention put a point in there, though. There are times that it's the wrong job. It's the impossible job. If you have a cup in your hand and you're at Lake Michigan and your job is to take all the water out of Lake Michigan, that's a job you're never going to complete. So I do feel there are times that you do ultimately have to say, is this the right job for you? But in terms of the general type situation, we have up to 40%, I've seen numbers of people with some form of job burnout now, or they have had it in the past. There really is a need to take a look, or we have to take a look at ourselves. We have to take a time out, and we really do have to change the way that we're approaching work from a personal point of view so we can find a way to adapt to work. And many people really just somehow don't, that's not in their vocabulary or their ability, their cognitive thinking, if you will, to all of a sudden take an inventory and really take a look at all the things that they, you know, might be doing, or realize right. that you can't live a life when you feel you have no control and you just feel you're in a dysfunctional situation, whatever it might be.
Doc, how often do you see this? What's more likely, that, you know, your home problems, family issues will manifest themselves on the work, or work issues, work burnout, will spread over and start affecting a person's personal and family life? Or is it, can it be really a combination thereof? Which one what do you see more of?
I see probably more that the work has a real negative impact on the family. I think it works both ways,
okay? Yeah.
But I think if a person's satisfied at work, there are far better chances that they're going to have a good family life and a good interaction with other people. If they really don't like their work and they're really dissatisfied and they feel overwhelmed and they get depressed and they're negative, then that carries over to negative relationships in families. And a lot of the work that I've done over the years, or we've done over the years, are with people that don't even know what's happening to them. They may think they're depressed or they're anxious, and they are, by the way. But the cause, ideology, if you will, for this, we'll call it an adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depression, pretty common, that the result is really from a work situation where there's really a lot of dissatisfaction. It can be monotony. It can be too much pressure. It can be just a lot of things. It can be a change in the culture where you really don't fit into that environment.
Sure.
And it can be just dysfunctional. There are environments where people are just dysfunctional, and the people in them, there's no way that you can be effective if you're in a place that doesn't work, and if you have a bully, and if your boss is a bully, or you, the expectations are way over the top for you.
Right.
So job burnout has a lot of causes, and again, it can go the other way. Like if you're really unhappy at home, or you're having problems with your spouse, or your family, or a lot of your friends, then that can also put you into a funk,
right,
if you will, and depression, and it's going to impact you at work.
Yeah, so it can have more in just impact on you personally. And I, you know, remember growing up with my dad's work, when things were going well, it was like a rising tide lifts all boats. Everybody was buoyant, and when things weren't going quite well for whatever reason, yeah, you kind of noticed it. In fact, sometimes more than just notice. So something to be aware of all the way around. Job burnout. Watch out for the signs. Try not to let it affect the lives of your family as much as possible, so you can keep that good compartment going the other way. Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Dr. John Braccio, of course, the principal there for many decades now, and our sage voice of wisdom here, including for Lions fans, where the doc says the situation is hopeless but not serious. Take two aspirin and call me in the morning. We'll rinse and repeat and do it again. Dr. John B. is the website, drjohnb.com. The podcast will be there shortly. And as always, sir, we appreciate talking to you here on a Tuesday.
Dave, always we try to be positive, my friend.
We do indeed. We do indeed. All right.